Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing, and not just continuing, finishing the fourth parak of Maseches Shavuos with parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel, and Be'ez Hashem beginning the fifth parak of Maseches Shavuos as well. So again, the fourth parak was all about Shavuos Ha'edos. So the last Mishnah in parak Dalet, Mashpia Ani Aleichem, if a person says, I'm imposing a Shavuah on you, that you have to come testify for me, Mitzava Ani Aleichem, I am hereby commanding you that you have to come and testify, Oserchem Ani, I am tying you up, I'm binding you to come and testify, and then they say we don't know anything, and they swear that they don't know anything. Those are all valid lishonos to be mechayiv them or korban shavuos ha'edos. Bashamayim v'aretz. If he says to the edim, it's by shamayim and aretz that you have to come and testify for me. Harelu paturim. Then they're pater because it has to be by the name of Hashem and not b'shamayim v'aretz. Now the Mishnah says, what are names of Hashem that would be a valid imposition of a shavuah? Ba'alif Dalis, he uses the shame of Adnus of Hashem, or B'yud and Hey, or he uses the name of Yud and Hey, which means Yud Kei Vav Kei. B'Shakai, he says the name of Hashem of Shakai. B'Tzva'os, he says that's one of the names of Hashem. B'Chanun, Chanun V'Rachum, B'Erech HaPayim, V'Rav Chesed, V'Cholakinui, and all the different descriptions of the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are also Shemos Hashem, Harei Elu Chayavin. Now, not all these Shemos Hashem are the same in the sense that some of them could be you're allowed to say, you're allowed to pronounce even in vain. Could be even some of them you're allowed to say in the bathroom, potentially. So they're not all the same level of Shemos Hashem, meaning when it comes to Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're not even allowed to pronounce it the way it's spelled. So that's obviously also on a totally different madrega. But they're all Shemos Hashem in regard to the din of a Shavuah b'Shem Hashem. Hamakalo b'kulan chayiv, if you curse using any of these names of Hashem, Yerchayev Misa for doing so. V'nokev Shem Hashem, most you must. If you curse Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman Lasan, person is Chayev Misa. V'cham Poten, V'cham say, no, you're Pater unless it's Yerkei Vavke. Anything, any of the other Shemos, you're not going to be Chayev. Hamakal Avimu B'kulon Chayev. If you curse, if one Rachman Lasan curses father or mother using any of these Shemos, you're going to be Chayev Divrei Meir. According to Meir, V'cham Poten, V'cham say, no, you're Pater. Because you're only chayiv for cursing parents by the Shem Hashem, if it's a Shem Hashem that you're not allowed to erase. Hamakal atzmo v'chaveru b'kulon, someone who curses himself or his friend using any of these Shem Hashem over below saseh is in violation of a lo saseh. That's a violation of a lo sekal al cheresh. Lo sekal al cheresh doesn't just mean that you're not allowed to curse someone who's a deaf mute, it means you're not allowed to curse anybody, that even a deaf mute who can't hear it and is not going to be insulted, but it's certainly you're not allowed to curse anybody, and you're not even allowed to curse yourself because you're not allowed to do anything that's harmful to yourself. Now the Mishnah tells us, Yakcha Elokim, if the guy says, Hashem should strike you down if you don't testify for me, V'chein Yakcha Elokim, or if someone reading the pasuk in the Torah reads the words Yachah Elokim, and he says to the Edim, yeah, and you too, Kodesh Baruch Hu do the same to you. Zui Allah Ksuv B'Torah. That's a curse that's written in the Torah as far as Shavuos Ha'edus is concerned, because the pasuk says by Shavuos Ha'edus V'Shama Kol Allah, that you hear the voice of an Allah. So Allah or Alos is a description of all the curses that we have in the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, I think it is. So all of these curses count toward that. Now, Machlok Sameir and Cham Al Yakcha, if someone says to Edim, Hashem should not strike you down if you testify for me, meaning instead of saying Hashem should strike you down if you don't testify for me, he says it in the more cheerful way, Hashem shouldn't strike you down if you do testify for me, Vivarchecha, or he says Hashem should bless you if you do testify for me, V'yetiv Lecha, Hashem should be good to you if you do testify for me, Rameir Mechayev. Rameir says that the Edim have to bring a korban because the implication is mechal heinat to shomei alav. So it's as if there's an actual curse. The chum say that the edim in that case are pater from bringing a korban. Okay, moving on now to Parakei. Parakei is going to be all about shavuos hapikadon. So we're now talking about a different level of shavuos. Shavuos hapikadon is when someone denies under oath that he has a pikadon that belongs to you, and it turns out that that he was lying. So that's what the pasuk says. That's what the pasuk says. Nefesh ki sechto mal mal ba Hashem avikiches pa amiso bepikadon opetsumas yad or begazal ashakas amiso omatz avedo vikiches ba v'nishbal sheker al achz bikol asher yasod demlachto behena, that a person takes a shvua for these things. Vayikiyachto v'Hashem veishiv esagzela asher gazal osay shekshar ashakas bepikadon shav kadito os avedo shematzos. You got to return that which you owe, and in addition to that, you have to bring a carbon for that. So you have to pay it plus a chomesh, and you have to bring a carbon on top of that as well. So moving along now to Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Shvuos HaPikadon. Shvuos HaPikadon noheges ba'anashim uvanashim. Shvuos HaPikadon applies both to men and to women. Baruchokim uberkovim. And it applies to both people who are related to you and not related to you. B'ksherim u'psulin. And it applies to kashrei edim and not kashrei edim, because it's got nothing to do with edos. B'fnei bezin v'shalo b'fnei bezin. And it applies both in front of bezin and not in front of bezin. Mipi atzmo u'mipi acherim. And it applies whether it's self-imposed or imposed on you by somebody else. Einu chayiv ad sheyich bar b'beizdin. Divrei Meir. Rameir says, though, you're not going to be chayiv unless you I'm sorry, mipi atzmo yichayiv u'mipi acherim, but if it's mipi acherim, then einu chayiv ad sheyich bar b'beizdin. Divrei Meir. Rameir says you're only going to be chayiv if it's imposed by beizdin. V'chamum bein pi atzmo bein pi acherim. And the Chamum say whether it's mipi atzmo or it's mipi acherim, Kivin Shekafer Bo Chayiv. If he denies it, regardless of whether it's in Beis Din, even outside of Beis Din, you're going to be Chayiv. V'Chayiv Al Zdon HaShvua. You're Chayiv for a mazid of the Shvua. Meaning you knew that it was a lie, and you knew exactly what the punishment was, so you're going to be Chayiv. Al Shigasim Zdon HaPikadon. Or if you knew that what you were saying was a lie, but you didn't know that it was what the carbon was going to be, what the punishment is going to be, that you're also going to be Chayiv. V'Einu Chayiv Al Shigas. But you're not chayiv if you were totally shogeg. You didn't even know that what you were saying was a lie. Umay chayiv al zdona. What exactly are you chayiv if you take a shvuas hapikadon b'mezid? Asham b'kesef shkalim. You have to bring a carbon asham that costs at least two kesef shkalim. So to review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Yud Gimel of Perek Dalid, we had said that if a person takes a shvua in various lashonos, mashpia, mitzaveh, osarchem, it's all a shvua to edus. And if he does by shemaim va'aretz, instead of shem Hashem, he's going to be pater. And then we went through all the various shemos Hashem for which you're going to be chayiv a shvua to edus. But we said, machlokas, whether you're chayiv for being makalal those shemos Hashem, or if you're makalal of vi'imo with those various shemos Hashem, we then said, if you say a curse that Hashem should strike you for not testifying for me, so that's also a shvuos ha'edus. But if you say that Hashem should bless you if you do testify for me, so then it's machlokas shomei lecham, whether we say mechlal lav ato shomeya hein. And then in Mishnah Aleph Parakeh we went through the basic rules of shvuos ha'bikadon, that it applies whether people are kasher le'edus or not kasher le'edus, and it applies even shelo b'fnei beizdin, if the guy volunteers on his own. But if it's mipi acherim, then it's a machlokas. Then Rav Meir says you only chayiv if you're kofar and beis din, whereas the chacham say the even outside of beis din you're going to be chayiv. And then we said if you're mazid about the fact that you're lying, even if you didn't know what the consequences are, you're going to be chayiv. But if you're totally shogeg, you're not going to be chayiv. And chayiv means to bring an asham that costs two kesef shkalim. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis.